Poetry. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Katie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
This article discusses the history, meaning, and types of poetry, as well as terms often used when reading and studying poetry. It also discusses the fair use doctrine and how it applies to poetry.
Dash.
Studying poetry can be very rewarding, as it allows us to explore the thought and emotion that a poet writes in their work. Poems come in many different cultures, genres and subgenres, each with its own set of particular meanings and types of language. By learning the terms associated with different genres of poetry, we can better understand how specific forms of writing have evolved over time and how they fit into the history of literature. Poetry uses very specific poetic diction and language, as well as poetic forms, grammars, dialects, conventions and other stylistic elements to create a unique effect. A poem may leave its use of words open to multiple interpretations due to irony or ambiguity, or it may suggest different interpretations based on the grammar and syntax used. Its composition generally follows certain conventions of meter, rhyme, and other devices that create a sensual response in the reader. Poetry takes the use of symbolism and meter to expand beyond its literal, prosaic ostensible meaning to evoke more meaningful responses. Modernist poetry is often characterized by its uses of particular forms and conventions to accentuate meaning and create juxtapositions that would not be present in prose. Additionally, many poets make use of phoneme aesthetics, sound symbolism to add further levels of meaning to their work. This is done by playing with words so that their phonemes have connotations that complement the poem's primary meanings. Ultimately, poetry is a form of literature that uses artful techniques such as sound symbolism and meter to create works that contain multiple layers of meaning beneath the surface level. It aims to evoke feelings within readers through its manipulation of language, so as to bring out qualities which are not always present in prose. Poetry is a literary art form, wherein the poet creates with words, and relies on literary theorists to define and distinguish it from other forms of writing. Traditional definitions of poetry rely on its use of language to create aesthetic and evocative qualities, as well as the traditional forms in which it's presented. However, with the rejection of such traditional definitions in the 20th century, distinctions between prose and poetry have become more difficult to make. Prosaic poetry, poetic prose and prose poetry are all examples of how these terms can be used interchangeably. Literary theorists have tried to identify what makes a poem by focusing on qualities such as structure and content, but they still rely on traditional definitions when making these distinctions. Throughout the centuries, poets have been upending language and integrating the literary world by pushing minority poets into the mainstream and flouting expressive conventions. American poetry has seen a surge in new faces in the past few years, championing alternatives to the traditional canon. Poetry has originated thousands of years ago and continues to subvert powers by championing alternative voices. In recent years, there has been a resurgence in interest in poetry across all genres and forms, both oral and written. Poetry has been around since ancient times, with many nursery rhymes and epic poems like the Epic of Gilgamesh following a set rhyme scheme. Poetry language is often metaphorical or symbolic, used to express thoughts and emotions in ways that are more vivid than regular speech. A poem is defined as a piece of writing that uses rhythm and imagery to evoke emotion. Many famous poets have written in the Shakespearean iambic pentameter, while other forms such as magical spells or pentameter dactylic hexameter also exist. The sonnet is one of the most popular poetic forms and has been around for centuries, but there are many other traditions and genres that tend to different regions and cultures. Anapestic tetrameter is another common form of poetry found in English literature. Poetry has its roots in early agricultural societies, where it was used to record important events such as battles or other cultural traditions orally before they were written down. Written poetry is one of the oldest forms of literature and continues to be an important part of our culture today. Literary readings are a popular way to experience and enjoy poetry, while individual poems can be seen in books, magazines, or online. Copyrighted poetry is protected by law, but many poets are happy to share their work freely with the public. Discreet poems may stand on their own, but
there is also a larger community that recognizes and celebrates poetry through events such as poetic drama or other arts incorporating quotations from famous poets or hymns lyrics. This community includes poets and teachers who have organized readings and commentators who have helped bring various genres to the attention of scholars and others. Poetry has been around for centuries, providing us with an outlet for expression on any occasion. Practices that help poets understand and quote poetry are essential for using copyrighted material in a way that follows the fair use doctrine. When interpreting the fair use doctrine, one must be aware of best practices which apply to how much and what kind of material can be used. For example, when quoting poetry for readings and helping code applications, it is important to remember that the amount and portion of the work should be limited. When addressing theater pieces and other works in a performance context, understanding how much of the work you can use is paramount. Many countries have established a tradition of poetry recitals as an occasion to honor poets and their work. It is not only honors poets, but also to revive oral traditions by sharing them with the world. Poetry is an excellent way to promote reading and expanding linguistic variety. World Poetry Day not only encourages people to read and write, but also serves as a reminder of the importance of oral traditions. On this day, the world celebrates its most treasured forms of poetry. Charles Baudelaire, a French poet, said that poetry allows us to stimulate poetic expression and let poetry speak. World Poetry Day emphasizes the protean quality of poetic forms, which can take on different shapes and sizes as they are passed down through generations. It also celebrates the creativity and beauty found in verse and acknowledges its role in preserving endangered languages. Poetry is an art form that is accessible to everyone and allows poets to express themselves in ways that are both personal and universal. It teaches us to interact with different experiences, others, and come away with something new. Chen Chen's Predetermined Expectations and Same Room Lives Workaday are all factors that build the fact of the way a poem can touch us in a single day. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.